get a free pass.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump just tweeted that, continuing his spat with four Democratic congresswomen. He wrote they spew some of the most vile, hateful, and disgusting things, adding, why isn't the House voting to rebuke that? He will vote on a resolution to condemn what he said.
He went after them in a racist kind of way, and that can't be tolerated.
Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan is also running for president the day after President Trump added to his comments.
If you're not happy here, then you can leave.
And he said,
that's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way.
And he told them to go back to the countries they came from.
It's time for us to impeach this president.
Ilhan Omar is one of the four congresswomen, a naturalized citizen. The other three were born here, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
We'll stay focused on our agenda.
Now, the House is also planning another vote today. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, this is a criminal contempt resolution for Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and Attorney General William Barr over their refusal to hand over documents related to the effort to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Republican Jim Jordan says the move is premature.
Let's move forward. Let's do what we need to do. But instead, we're going to hold people in contempt.
Democrat Elijah Cummings disagrees.
We've not done to come lately to this. We started this over a year ago trying to get these documents.
The president abandoned his quest to add the question and ordered federal agencies to provide a headcount of citizens and non-citizens. Dave?
Rachel, the president also tweeted this morning his administration will take a look at Google after billionaire tech investor Peter Thiel, a Facebook board member, called for an investigation into treason.
The Project Maven decision was a decision not to work with AI, with the U.S. military, but they're working with the communist Chinese.
Well, a Google spokesperson says they do not work with the Chinese government. There will be a House antitrust hearing today into the market dominance of Google, Amazon, Apple, and Facebook. Another hearing will look into Facebook's Libra digital currency it plans as a competitor to Bitcoin. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same. But while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Days after Iran suggested it would be willing to talk with the U.S. if American sanctions are lifted, the foreign minister suggested they would even put their ballistic missile program up for negotiation if American arms sales to allies in the Middle East are halted. All this after Iran recently breached the international nuclear deal the U.S. pulled out of last year. North Korea is warning in a statement it may conduct more missile and nuclear tests, even as President Trump tries to restart stalled talks aimed at getting North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons program.
The statement points to the joint military drills being held by South Korea and the U.S., claiming the drills are a rehearsal for an invasion. Just last week, President Trump spoke of what he sees as an improved relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
All he was doing before, under Obama, was testing nuclear weapons and blowing up mountains. And now he's not doing it.
The president says he did have a positive meeting with Kim in the Korean demilitarized zone in June. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Nuclear tests the U.S. did decades ago are under new scrutiny.
A study shows radiation levels across the Marshall Islands, where the U.S. conducted nuclear tests, greatly exceed those at the destroyed nuclear power plants in Fukushima and Chernobyl. And on one island, levels are reportedly 1,000 times higher. Researchers at Columbia University reached those conclusions after studying soil samples from four uninhabited islands. The U.S. detonated 67 nuclear bombs in the Marshall Islands between 1946 and 1958. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On Wall Street, futures are now rising, suggesting stocks could move into record territory again after the Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 all hit new all-time highs yesterday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. News brought to you by your 217 Mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A new addition to the Illinois State Fair lineup, Vince Neil, who did lead vocals for Motley Crue, will perform at the Grandstand on August 9th. He takes the place of Megadeth, which had been scheduled to perform that day, but that band's frontman is being treated for throat cancer, so that performance was canceled. An FBI special agent is among those who are expected to testify in the sentencing hearing for Brent Christensen, convicted of killing and kidnapping Yin-Yin Zhang. On Monday, Christensen's sister, stepdad, and mother testified, along with several corrections officers. Christensen can be given life in prison or the death penalty. The National Association of County and City Health Officials has honored the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District as the 2019 Local Health Department of the Year. The association noted the health district's application showed the uniting of community stakeholders and resources as an exemplary chief health strategist. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, it's David Nelson with the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you work with us on your home loan, you get a full team of experts. Take Chuck, for example. Chuck's coworker told him to email his son-in-law for the best loan service. Chuck emailed, and never heard back. Don't grow frustrated with a company that doesn't care or have the time. Don't be Chuck. Come see me and the team at Illinois National Bank for your next home loan.
Illinois National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 1718338.
A little scattered-y out there. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. With two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com.
Yep, scattered-y it is. We've got some showers on.
Scattered-y.
An 80% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. We've got a high 80, low 70 for today. 89, partly cloudy tomorrow, down to around 74. And then up into the mid-90s for a few days, down into the mid-70s with a 10% chance of some isolated showers and thunderstorms. Warm for us towards the end of the week. Right now, the temperature's at 74. It's overcast. ESPN 93.5.
All right, look at that. The Cardinals are in second this morning. Mm-hmm. The Cardinals win. Cubs lose. They had a 3-1 lead and lost 6-3 to Cincinnati. And the Cardinals are two behind the Cubs as they passed Milwaukee last night. Cardinals playing a little bit better here to start of the second half. We'll see. Mother, sister testify for Brent Christensen. The trial and the defense winding it down. They even had a few prison guards testify.
I heard that.
At what, he was acting pretty good in jail, huh?
Right.
They are trying to put some sort of something in the jury to try and keep him from the death penalty. He was convicted of kidnapping and murder. Yin-Yin Zhang, the Chinese scholar. I have not given you many details of this. I've briefed you over the top, which is as deep as I'm going to go on this, mm-hmm. because of the gory details.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear stuff like that, it's hard to unhear them. When you see stuff like that, it's hard to unsee them.
Right.
So you know how to get the details. I have read a lot of this for you to the point to where I could read it, and then I just said, you know what, I know enough about this. So anyway, the mother and sister, and you can imagine, the crying mother, Brent Christensen, trying to hold back tears on where he was. He declined his opportunity to speak. He, of course, talked about the childhood and how alcohol and depression kind of ran in the family.
Yes.
He had night terrors. He was a good little boy and liked opening presents on his, it's just, all they need is one juror to say, not comfortable. And then he gets life instead of the death penalty. Of course, death penalty not allowed in Illinois, but it is a federal option because of the nature of this crime.
So the prosecution is expected to present the rebuttal witnesses today, with closing arguments on Wednesday. The jury could sentence Christensen to life imprisonment or death penalty, but in the case of the latter, the jurors must agree unanimously.
So how did they say the prosecution will go? How long? I don't know how many witnesses they're going to bring.
But I think they're feeling like it could wrap at the end of the week.
Yeah, well, it's Tuesday. I think couldn't be soon enough for all of us kind of watching this for the last 25 months. Happened in June of 17. Mm-hmm. Video of the car. He said he picked her up and dropped her off. How does a young woman who declined getting in the car feel? Because she was approached first, thought it was weird. He said, I'm an undercover police officer, which is a crime. And then she called the police. And, you know, then they trailed him for 2 weeks. They, you know, got the girlfriend to wire. And how nervous was the girlfriend?
I know that.
Ugh. Anyway, it's just a whole lot of awful in this Brent Christensen's front page of the News Gazette this morning. So that'll go to the jury, and I don't know. It's impossible to tell. You know that the defense, because they were planning all along and nobody knew it, they're planning all along to say, okay, we did it. But they picked their juror based on empathy or some clues that they were trained to look for, where somebody will, you know, not necessarily not convict, but maybe not do the death penalty. And, you know, you get a few that say, I'm just not doing death penalty. It'll be pretty fast. Because you get one, you might talk them into it. You get two or three banded together, you just might as well just go ahead. The judge will want you to work at it. Try and come to a unanimous something, but it'll be great when this is over. And they want the body. He's the only one that knows. And you'd like, you know, if the man could do one gesture that showed any mercy in his life, it would be maybe allow the family to take the remains home.
Mm-hmm.
And the family's talked, of course, Ying Ying Zhang's family's talked about how horrific it's been and how they can't really rest. They wish they could give her a proper burial.
Yes.
And all those things. So it's heartbreaking, but it's a big story in our area for sure. Okay, July 16, you've got 18 days till the Fighting Illini start their football camp. So that's meaning fall is around the corner, back to school. I don't even want to know, but when does everybody kind of go back? The U of I is late. I think first day for U of I is like August 26th. I think quad day is the 25th, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, and I believe most of schools are looking at the 19th.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Every year we say the same thing. Man, it just goes so fast.
It does.
It's just crazy.
But don't feel like your summer is over. There are so many libraries and churches doing vacations, Bible schools, and different museums to visit. There's all kinds of things to do. And starting Friday is our Champaign County Fair.
Yeah, County Fair. Used to be demo night every Friday, Saturday, but that's all changed. I think the whole schedule has kind of been...
It's the stock car races to start on the 19th. And, of course, the carnival rides and things like that. They'll have the car show on Saturday. Crazy Jump. Johnny, who approached you inside the last month, will be performing on Military Day, Saturday the 20th. The horse show is what we're focused on Sunday. And they've got Kids Day on Monday with the
They don't do the big giveaway?
Circus.
Talent show? No,
they've
no more talent
show?
They've
kind of transitioned into a karaoke.
Okay.
And that will go on to this Illinois State Fair if you qualify in that karaoke contest, and that's coming up, let's see, one of those days. Anyway, you can Google all this if you're interested.
Champaign County Fair opens Friday.
That's right.
Thursday and Friday, Jeremy Warner Show live from Chicago, Big Ten Media Day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there both days. Interviews with various Big Ten coaches, Lovie Smith, Josh Whitman, all the athletes, brought to you by the Illini Inn, U of I Meat Sales Room, 217 Team at Illinois National Bank. Sullivan Park Hill, where you buy with confidence, buy with precision pricing, Sullivan Park Hill, Champaign or SullivanParkHill.com. Sports and entertainment travel and Dogtown Heating and Air, our boys up in Paxton. Your home's best friend when they always provide a free second opinion. Dogtown Heating and Air, some of the sponsors for Jeremy Warner live in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you want appliances, it's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. That's where you go. They're number one in Central Illinois for independent dealers. The biggest 42 years of really good stuff with Maytag and Frigidaire and GE and Whirlpool and low prices. And with that purchase at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you know you're going to get, if not the lowest price, when you combine the free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
Yes, it actually works out to say, whoa, because they'll say, hey, we'll match a price, but you don't get our 10-year. So you come in and buy our low prices that are every day, you get the free 10-year protection plan. That can save you thousands. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, place you want to visit. If you just need a new fridge or you're ready to remodel, visit them today. You go to appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. or check them out on Neal Street. They're just south of the I-74 interchange on Neal Street. Jake Van Dyke, Appliance World. All right, a quarter after 7. I am Stevie J. Diane Ducey on Mike Shannon's 80th birthday party at the ballpark last night.
Okay,
he's
then.
80.
He crossed that threshold then.
Yeah.
And good for the Cardinals to get a 7-0 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Let's hear your Redbird recap.
Well, Miles Michaelis was something last night, John.
He gave you a nice birthday present, Mike, as Michaelis threw a complete game, and he shut out the Pittsburgh Pirates 7-0 on 8 hits. Michaelis had his first career shutout against Kansas City May 21st last year, but he was able to go the distance on 104 pitches, and he got support. A couple of misplays in the outfield helped the Cardinals score early, but Tyler O'Neill had a 4-RBI game, his second 4-RBI game on the homestand. He had 2 home runs last night.
There's a high fly ball, deep center field, to the track, the wall, a gunner! Another 2-run homer for Tyler O'Neill.
And the Cardinals have won 3 straight. They're in second place now in the Central Division, 2 behind the Cubs.
And Miles Michaelis went the distance. He's the first Cardinal pitcher to go 9 innings, and he did it with a shutout over the Pittsburgh Pirates last night at Busch Stadium. We're on the air tonight. Now it's 6:20 with the pregame show. Play-by-play at 7:05 for the 7:15 game.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Well, the Cubs lost to Cincinnati 6-3. They've got another game today on US 105.9.
But Cincinnati has had their way.
Uh-huh.
They've beaten the Cubbies 7 out of 10.
What? Is that right?
How's that work?
Exactly.
They're last place.
Huh.
Huh.
So,
never know in baseball.
You just never know. So we've got Martin Maldonado as the newly acquired
Maldonado. Is he known for defense?
Maldonado.
You have Wilson Contreras on the injury reserve.
Yeah, strained arch on his right.
He'll be back, but Maldonado will be the new backup, I would think. Very good defensive player, good defensive catcher for the Cubbies, picking up Maldonado from Kansas City.
Thank you for that. Kansas City over the Chicago White Sox 5-2. They've got another game today. Our senior running back, Reggie Corbin, is on the watch list for the Maxwell Award. I believe he's one of the ones going to the Big Ten meeting.
He'll be one of the reps, you bet.
Exactly. We're excited about hearing all the interviews that Jeremy Warner will get. And, of course, sponsored by Farmer City Raceway, Eastland Suites, Prospect Bank, and Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Listen in starting at 8:30 Thursday
and Friday.
Yeah,
expanded shows. Jeremy Warner, one of the top Illini guys going as far as reporting goes. His podcasts prove it. Tens of thousands of listens every month because of the content that he provides. Well, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, Betsy and Brad Park standing by to get you one of those machines that let me drive, kind of cleaning the floors, kind of like a nice lazy lawnmower. And it cleans the floors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Call CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc. They got scrubbers, sweepers, wet vacs, whatever you need. You can clean all the urinals without touching a thing. Pretty cool. CMIclean.com, 359-6262. 359-6262, locally owned and operated, female-owned by Betsy Parks.
So Tiger will be part of the Open, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and that all starts on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't played.
Right.
He said the Masters took a lot out of him.
Exactly.
He's not in top form, but that's a way to sandbag.
Cramming for the Open now.
Keep talking. Okay. He can't play. Oh, look at him.
Exactly.
That's what I do.
Exactly. High 80, low 70. 80% chance of thunderstorms. Overcast now. 89 the high tomorrow. Partly cloudy. 20% chance of showers. A 10% shot at showers Thursday, Friday, Saturday. High 96, low 76 expected. 74 with the overcast conditions. ESPN 93.5.
You always chime in this morning. You're always welcome to text or call 359-2255. Numbers are the same for text. texting and call 359-2255. Our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. You can find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. ESPN 93.5, it is 720.
From the Fox Business Network, both J.P. Morgan Chase and Johnson & Johnson are reporting a stronger-than-expected spring quarter. Cleveland-based KeyCorp says it has discovered fraudulent activity estimated at up to $90 million. The bank says the transactions are associated with a business customer of Key Bank National Association. The bank is working with law enforcement. It believes the fraud is an isolated occurrence involving a single business relationship. IHOP is celebrating its birthday, and because the company is now 58 years old, it's selling a short stack of original buttermilk pancakes today for 58 cents. That's less than the stack cost when IHOP launched back in 1958. The pancake deal is available from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today at participating restaurants nationwide, one per person you must dine in. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
.com/promotions.
All right, ESPN 93.5, new rules for asylum seekers. The whole point of asylum is to stay safe, to get away from a dangerous country. And the president is attempting, it'll be challenged in court, that if you get into Mexico, that's safer than where you were, and that's where you ought asylum.
Okay.
They're trying to skip the get to America at all costs, where we'll pay for stuff. The point of asylum, I guess, is to escape where you are, and a better situation would be had in Mexico. It's not as good as probably America. So they're attempting that. I'm sure it'll go through the courts, and we'll just have to wait and see. We'll touch on that here coming up. The Squad, as they're known, the Squad fired back at President Trump following his suggestion that they go back to their countries of origin, fix their countries, and then come back and show us how it's done. You didn't hear the then come back and show us how it's done part, because that wasn't included in all the stories. It was they told him to go home.
Right.
How dare he? They told him to go home, fix their, and they're all from here, except Ilhan and Omar is born in Somalia, but they're all citizens of the U.S.
And then so many news sources talking with other Republicans and saying, you know, what is your reaction to your president's tweet?
And some have stepped up and said, hey, we didn't like it. You know, but you can't get into an argument about racism. It is so thrown around now, and it is such a horrible accusation that now I'm getting dull to it. If you say everything is anything racist? You say it's racist, racist, racist. I mean, that word means you hate black people. You hate Hispanics. You hate them. How do you know that? Racism, you have to assume that Donald Trump's comments are based because these are women of color. You know that? Of course you don't, but you can't say you don't, because everybody knows he's a racist and he's a Hitler and he's a Nazi. So you assume all of that because you can't contest that he is to say somebody's a racist is awful.
Well, I tried to watch some of Don Lemon yesterday on CNN, and he was pulling up stuff from way back in President Trump's past and, you know, all the accusations and, you know, I'm sorry, but I just feel like we need to come together as a country, and he's our president.
Well, but he also, I would argue, he's making criticism of these women because of their policy positions, because of their anti-Semitic language, because of their anti-American language. They're free to say it. It doesn't mean we have to like it. It's amazing that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has a 74% recognizable percentage in the United States of America. That is stunning. You know how hard it is for 74% of Americans to know who you are? Can you name another freshman congressperson besides these women?
No.
You can't, and you never could.
But that's part of the vocal minority that takes the headline because of their shocking statements.
I mean, Donald Trump is who he is. Do I like everything he does? No. Do I have anybody else to vote for? No.
Well, and that was my thought with these media sources going to our, you know, various representatives in Congress and asking what they thought of this. Are we going to start that? I mean,
it has nothing to do with the border, has nothing to do with health care, has nothing to do with the economy. It's you've got to get rid of this president. And the Democrats are not giving me any options. They're going to destroy Joe Biden, who had the only moderate position left. Everything else is so far left, it's ridiculous. There are 74% of the people that knows AOC, 22% like her. That's bad in an upcoming huge election. She is the face of the Democrats, like it or not. Nancy Pelosi has ceded the control and power. Is anybody talking about Joe Biden's health care plan? No, because the squad fired back at Donald Trump. That was prime time. Late afternoon yesterday, the women spoke about what they thought of him, wouldn't say his name, called him the occupant of the White House. We must vote for impeachment because he tweeted? It's just like, okay. It is desensitizing to hear that no matter what you say in criticism, it be purely, totally purely policy. I can't say I disagree with them on their Green New Deal because I'm a racist and an anti-woman person. That's what you can't be. I just can't not like their policies because you call me racist. So the more you say racist, the less meaning it has. And that it, we are totally into identity of who we are. And that is just terrible. It's not where we want to be. And of course, we're in a position in this country where we could elect Donald Trump. That's a frustration that's still out here. And the politicians in Washington, for the most part, there's some good souls trying. For the most part, it's a failed body. And we get into the sensational stuff every single day, not fixing my problems. Oh, well, you remember the manufactured crisis at the border. That was just 3 months ago. Every Democrat had the same talking point. It's a manufactured crisis. And all of a sudden, it's a full-blown crisis. And it's all Donald Trump's fault. And the cages that he's putting them in were Barack Obama's pictures from 2014. Of course, we're not going to hear that either. The initial cages you saw children in these, quote, cages, that was Obama administration. That picture was from 2014. It is just so disingenuous, and it's hard to know what's true. 359-2255. If you'd like to chime in on anything, you're always welcome. I'll break for the news, and then we'll come back with Matt Brooks, who'll talk a little bit about this new crackdown on asylum seekers. Stand by for that. 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The president's feud with four freshman congresswomen continuing on Twitter this morning.
He said the Democratic congresswomen have been, quote, spewing some of the most vile, hateful, and disgusting things ever said by a politician in the House or the Senate, and yet they get a free pass and a big embrace from the Democratic Party.
Fox's Kevin Cork. House Democrats planning to vote on a measure that strongly condemns what they're calling the president's racist remarks aimed at the four women of color, three American-born, who he told to go back to their countries. Hearings on Capitol Hill today for top tech companies, including Facebook, Google, and Amazon.
An antitrust panel of the House Judiciary Committee is looking to find out whether the companies have become so big that they need to be broken up. The hearing coming as regulators around the world are voicing concerns about the tech giants' market power and their data collection policy.
Fox's Cheryl Cassoni. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An FBI special agent is among those who are expected to testify in the sentencing hearing for Brent Christensen, convicted of killing and kidnapping Yin-Yin Zhang. On Monday, Christensen's sister, stepdad, and mother testified, along with several corrections officers. Christensen can be given life in prison or the death penalty. Champaign County Crime Stoppers is looking for a person who stole a woman's purse from a shopping cart. Happened last Tuesday at Aldi at 801 West Interstate Drive C. The woman, who is older, said she was distracted by a man asking her questions. When she turned back to her cart, her purse was gone. The suspect used her credit cards and charged more than $1,000. That person making purchases was caught on surveillance video and is said to be an older black female, about 5 feet tall, 175 pounds, with gray hair. If you know anything that could help out authorities, go to 373tips.com. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
80% chance of precipitation today, but after this rainy day, we go with a little stretch without and bring on the heat at the end of the week and into the weekend as we get up into the mid-90s. Today's high 80, down to 70. Tomorrow up to 89, down to 74, with a 20% chance of showers. Overcast and 74 now on ESPN 93.5.
Well, the Donald Trump administration announced yesterday a sweeping new policy tightening restrictions for asylum seekers in a move that could drastically reduce the number of Central American migrants eligible to enter the United States in this way. The new rule published in the Federal Register would require most migrant entering through America's southern border to first seek asylum in one of the countries they traveled through, whether it be Mexico or in Central America, elsewhere to their journey. You could apply to that country you touch first. Republican strategist Matt Brooks in Washington. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you this morning.
Good to have you. Okay, this is going to be challenged. I guess we'll have to find out through the courts whether this will work. But if you are seeking asylum, the goal would be to get safe regardless of what country, correct?
That is correct. And I think the administration is absolutely correct in what they're trying to do here. Not only, to sort of manage the process better, but also, so much of the crisis that we're seeing down on our southern border right now is a manifestation of the tremendous volume of folks who are entering the country seeking asylum, and it's overwhelming the system, it's overwhelming the courts, it's overwhelming our ability to house people while we're waiting for the process to work itself out. So I think the administration, in the absence of Congress doing what it needs to enact meaningful immigration reform, and it's something that Speaker Pelosi is just going to have to get her arms around and to deal with this to deal with President Trump and to deal with this issue and with Mitch McConnell in the Senate to get something done. But in the absence of that, we've got to find a way to take the pressure off the system. The courts just can't handle it, and our system can't handle it. So I think the president is exactly correct.
I don't understand why Congress could, over the last two, three decades, just can't fix what I see as, I don't think it's that complicated on the border. You stop the leak. You give a pathway to those that were brought here when they were four, and everybody learns English and pays a little, fine because they came here illegally, and boom, everybody's a citizen. But they won't stop. They won't do anything. They've let it go. They let it go. And guess what? It is a crisis.
Well, I mean, that's unfortunately the MO now of Congress as a whole. I mean, we've seen, it's not just a modern day problem. We've seen, countless examples that Congress refuses to take and get their arms around difficult decisions until it's a full-blown crisis. I mean, we're going to see the same thing, somewhere soon down the line on the whole issue of entitlements and Social Security and all these things and Medicare and all these things that nobody wants to touch when it's going to be insolvent somewhere down the line. And we've just kicked the can down the road. Immigration is exactly the same way.
Yeah. Okay. How do you see this election? You see a Democrat coming out of here that's not far left?
Well, it's interesting. I think what we saw yesterday with the press conference by the squad, with AOC, with Rashida Tlaib, with Ilhan Omar and Congresswoman Presley, I think what we saw was a takeover of the Democratic Party by the progressive left wing. I think that they have basically hijacked the party now. They have made it impossible for Speaker Pelosi to not move forward on immigration. They outlined an incredibly radicalized agenda, and given the strength of the progressive left caucus within the Congress, it's going to be very hard for Speaker Pelosi to manage that. And so I think they've effectively taken control over the Democratic Party right now. And I actually think that yesterday was the day that Donald Trump secured his reelection. I think it was a huge win for him in terms of highlighting the sharp contrast between the vision for the Republicans and the progressive left on the Democratic side. I mean, there is no Democratic candidate running for president that will be able to get through the process unless they appeal to the radical elements within the Democratic primary voter community. So,
can Kamala Harris, because I think she's probably the one that's going to emerge out of this, and she's too liberal for me, certainly, but she'll tack way left. Will it be effective to move toward the center in 2020, or will the left progressives get so mad they'll stay home?
I think that's a great point, and I think also it's going to be hard for her to tack back to the center because she's been in that progressive camp, her entire career. And, she is for delegalization, decriminalization of illegal immigrants, basically saying she supports open borders. She raised her hand on the stage when she said she wants Medicare for all.
Yeah.
It's going to be very difficult for her to tack back to the center.
Do you think Joe Biden has any chance, or they're just going to eat him up?
No, I think he's got virtually no chance whatsoever. I think in this primary environment and where the Democratic Party is today, you know, he is an outlier, and I don't see him getting through this this process. You see his numbers are already in free fall. You see the ascendancy of Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris and Buttigieg, and those trend lines aren't good for Joe Biden.
I mean, it's amazing that we would live in a time when I would say Nancy Pelosi looks pretty centrist to me right now.
Yeah, we take that with a grain of salt.
I mean, it's a low bar for comparison. I'm just telling you, it has gotten so far left. There's no way more than 9% of this country agrees with AOC on her policies. There's no way. Anyway,
no. And what they did yesterday is they put Nancy Pelosi in a big box, wrapped it up, and tied a big bow on top of it.
Yep. And Joe Biden feels like a right winger right now. Matt Brooks, how do people connect with you?
Please follow me on Twitter at mbrooksrjc, and you can also check out our website at rjchq.org.
Hey, thanks for the time. Appreciate your insights.
Great being with you. Thank you.
You bet. Matt Brooks in Washington. He's a Republican strategist. 7:42. I have an offer.
Let's hear it.
It's for food.
Okay.
At a place you may not know about. It's called El Toro.
Okay.
And if you would just text in EL, make it easy.
Excellent.
EL. Or if you got the hands-free like you do, just say L when they ask you what to say, and it'll come in as an L. That's fine.
When my soldier came in, that was her first meal back that she went
to. El Toro?
Exactly.
All right, so you can text in L1 if you've never been there.
Okay.
And L3. If it's been at least 3 months.
I see.
That just gives us a little clue as to where you are. I'd really be curious if we get any L1s.
Because I've been inside the last month at least twice.
So you would just text an L.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine, too.
Met a friend there for margaritas. I mean,
we're going to do $30, and that probably does lunch or dinner for two. This is for Monday through Thursday only.
All right.
And it's for Neal Street only for this month.
Okay.
And we do ask that maybe you don't use this for tips because the system isn't all set up.
Oh, sure.
Maybe throw a few bucks on the table.
I mean, everybody knows when you get a certificate,
it's got the value, but it's just complicated with the system.
Right. You just leave the cash.
Two, three, $4, mm-hmm. or whatever it is. Anyway, 359-2255. El Toro is one of the best Mexican restaurants ever.
Exactly.
And if you want, I mean, they've got their system down. Victor and his guys, they just know how to do this.
They do.
359-2255. Text in EL1 if shockingly you've never been. I guess it's possible, but not likely.
EL3 if you haven't
been there for 3 months. So anybody? Anybody at all?
Yes.
You got anybody showing up?
They are.
All right, because I'm going to give out like 17 of these. 1-7.
Well, we're at that right now, so.
Oh. keep going.
Exactly, because you might be the one that we contact after 9.
After 9, we'll get all this together, and you'll have to use this within 7 days and then tell me what you thought of it after. 359-2255, text in L, the letter, or EL, as in El Toro. EL1, if you've never been, EL3, if it's been 3 months at least. Otherwise, just EL, and that's fine, too.
A real fun place for a birthday with that sombrero.
Oh, yeah. Put that sombrero on them, and they sing.
And they do the fried ice cream thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yummy.
El Toro. 7:45, sports headlines coming up. Dr. Todd Likens in a few minutes.
Yes.
Tuesdays, we talk about your dog. Now, keep in mind, if you were to go outside in some of these days coming up in a big old parka, that's how your dog feels.
Mm-hmm.
If they've got any hair.
That's right.
So stand by. We'll talk heat and dogs in a few. Stand by. 7:45. 359-2255, text in EL1 if you've never been to El Toro. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because it's hard to believe you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Or EL3 if it's been at least 3 months. Good luck.
The there's something for everyone at this year's Champaign County Fair, July 19th through July 27th. From food to the carnival, to plenty happening at the grandstand. Be sure to take in the stock car races, demolition derby, or horse show at the Champaign County Fair. Also featuring harness and motorcycle racing, the IPA tractor pull and semi-truck pull, and the Cincinnati Circus Company's big show. Then July 26th, it's live music from Dustin Lynch, featuring Dylan Scott and Jimmy Allen. Thanks to Carl Foundation Hospital, Craig's Concrete, Illini FS, and the Illinois Lottery Commission. Learn more at ChampaignCountyFair.cc.
ESPN 93.5. Sports headlines on this Tuesday, July 16.
St. Louis Cardinals blank the Pittsburgh Pirates 7-0, 7:15 start on ESPN 93.5 this evening in the second game out of Busch. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Well, Miles Michaelis was something last night, John.
He gave you a nice birthday present, Mike, as Michaelis threw a complete game, and he shut out the Pittsburgh Pirates 7-0 on 8 hits. Michaelis had his first career shutout against Kansas City May 21st last year, but he was able to go the distance on 104 pitches, and he got support. A couple of misplays in the outfield helped the Cardinals score early, but Tyler O'Neill had a 4-RBI game, his second 4-RBI game on the homestand. He had 2 home runs last night.
There's a high fly ball, deep center field, to the track, the wall, a gunner! Another 2-run homer for Tyler O'Neill.
And the Cardinals have won 3 straight. They're in second place now in the Central Division, 2 behind the Cubs.
And Miles Michaelis went the distance. He's the first Cardinal pitcher to go 9 innings, and he did it with a shutout over the Pittsburgh Pirates last night at Busch Stadium. We're on the air tonight. Now it's 6:20 with the pregame show. Play-by-play at 7:05 for the 7:15 game.
You know what? It just doesn't happen. Complete games. I mean, pitchers don't pitch complete games anymore because the pitch count, they keep such a tight track on that. Usually you get to about 100 and that'll be about it.
Mm-hmm.
Miles had 104 last night, but finished the game. The last time the Cardinals shut out the Pittsburgh Pirates in a complete game performance was 2005.
Wow.
That's
that
how
long
rare
ago.
It is. They shut out the Pirates behind Chris Carpenter in 2005, the last time the Cardinals shut out the Carpenters, the Pirates with Chris Carpenter in a full game performance. It's just very rare, so it was kind of cool to see one pitcher the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Very unusual.
Cincinnati beat the Cubs yesterday. That final was 6-3. Alec Mills on the mound for the Cubs today.
Alec Mills.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
All right, new guy.
Uh-huh. Mm. And speaking of new guy, Martin
Maldonado. Yep.
Thank you. I got it that time.
There's a guy that played in the 80s named Candy Maldonado. Probably related somewhere.
Candy Wilson Contreras, a strained arch on his right foot on the 10-day IL. 7:05 start heard on U.S. 105.9. Kansas City hosting the Chicago White Sox. Royals on top 5-2 yesterday. That's a 7:15 start. We had a boxer that was shot, a Hall of Fame boxer. Did you hear about this, Stevie? Cornell Whitaker.
He got hit by a car.
Hit by a car at Virginia Beach. He was 55.
Yeah, he was an Olympic gold medalist, I think.
Right, that's right. Sunday at 10 is when it happened. Succumbed to the injuries on the scene. The driver did remain, so it wasn't kind of a hit-and-run scene. No. But unfortunate incident I thought I'd mention. Also, the U of I is hosting Illini Fest Thursday, July 18th. From 3 to 6 in downtown Chicago at Millennium Park.
Wow.
The first 1,000 fans, free food and drink, and a free full-size Block Eye Illinois flag.
And that's when?
As part of Big Ten Media Days, it's happening Thursday the 18th.
Okay.
It's between 3 and 6. If you get there at 4, Georgie Bashanisvili will give salsa lessons.
There you go. And Georgie can dance.
The Georgian
jitterbag
shows off his salsa skills.
In all seriousness, that's why his footwork is so good in basketball.
That's right.
Because he is a dancer.
And I know you saw him in that talent show.
No, he was very entertaining.
He has
a
good personality.
Huge personality. Great kid.
Lovie Smith to talk at 5. Josh Whitman on our leader talks about Illinois athletics at 5:05.
3 to 6:30. Thursday in Chicago here at Millennium Park. All right, stand by. Dr. Todd is next. DriveChampaign.com. That's where you would start if you want to look into a Honda BMW. The Honda side has everything. I mean, they got the Odyssey, which is the van, the big old Pilot, which is the SUV, the Passport, which is just under the Pilot. They just got a lot. They've got a half electric, half gas. I mean, pick, just go. Go off Neil at Brewash and Savoy and find out why they're an award-winning dealer. The Honda BMW, the BMW side, is just different. They're just different machines. And certainly they cost more, but man, test drive one of those and tell me what you think. They're incredible. And their service is off the charts. They get it right the first time in the service department. Great people, great dealership. Amazing what Ben Quattrone has been able to build with good people. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. F. Neil at Brewash in Savoy. Okay, a check at our weather forecast showing some showers and thunderstorms potentially this afternoon, I think. Otherwise, it's going to be pretty hot and sunny for a while.
It's true. We've got overcast conditions now. The chance of precipitation at 80%. Today's high 80, low 70. At least there's a little relief there. High 89 tomorrow, partly cloudy. A 20% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Then bring on the heat. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, up into the mid-90s, down into the mid-70s. Right now we're at 75. ESPN 93.5.
Well, on Tuesday we like talking dogs. Doggies and cats. We talked dogs this morning with Dr. Todd Likens. You can always text in a pet question at 359-2255.
Actually, my dog, Olive, she's a year and a half, and she's going to be doing the spade thing. He said, can you hold for a minute and a half, so that's why I'm jumping in about Olive. See, they do the surgeries on certain days of the week.
Are you there, Todd?
I'm here.
You got Olive coming up. Is that today?
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
So she's been on her fast since 10 p.m.
Oh, I was getting spayed today, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You remember how to do it, Todd?
With my eyes closed, but I'm not going to.
No, good. Good news. Dr. Todd Likens, he's at Madison Kirby.
I can keep them open. I'm coughing up right now.
Big old pet pro sign there, Madison Kirby, where all the white creams, the English cream golden retrievers are there, and also by the PlayStation Muhammad. If I walked around the block in a parka at 95 degrees, would I feel like Charlie?
Yes, you could. Now the Charlie's hair coat is kind of an insulator. It'll poof up a little bit to kind of keep the heat from getting down to him. But yeah, we got to be cautious, Mimi. I've had people, in the past that, oh, I'm going to go rollerblading. I'm going to have my dog pull me while I go in this kind of heat. So we got to think about how dangerous that is.
Really,
the heat stroke.
And
they collapse.
Well, don't you watch what they're doing? Because I don't have to take Charlie and Bella, who are both about 10, I don't have to take them very far, and they're pretty tired.
Yeah, I mean, and exactly. In this kind of heat, they'll go down quick. So, I mean, if you've got any feeling at all that they're heat stroking, you know, get the hose on them, get them rinsed off, and then get them in here right away.
There's a text in from Kyle saying, how high are the chances of a cat eating a snake?
What?
I don't know. I don't think anybody's ever told me they've asked me that question before. There's a new one.
Well, they're four words. Depends on the cat, right?
Yeah, I guess. But then their taste, you know, probably a little gardener's snake or anything. There's probably nothing wrong with it. It can't be any different than eating a mouse or a rat type thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a new one there, Kyle.
Exactly.
Okay, so watch the doggies. Obviously, I've left a dog or two in the car with the car running, figured out how I can lock my door with the keys in. You have an electric. As long as the car's running.
Right.
And you got AC going, Todd has to leave a sign on because your electric quiet car, it looks like you've left your dogs in the car. And
I've encouraged people to put signs on their car if they got electric cars, just to remind people that they're okay. The air conditioner's on.
Yeah.
Cheaper than broken windows.
That's a matter of minutes in this heat, correct?
I mean, absolutely. This kind of heat, do not leave your dogs in the car.
I mean, 3 minutes? I mean, seriously, it's that quick.
They say the heat goes up so fast. Yeah. I mean, it's over 120 in like minute.
Wow. Okay. All right. So watch the heat. Look for the signs, your doggy. And if you think there's heat stroke, and again, the signs for heat stroke are if they just kind of fall over, right?
Collapse, vomiting, shaking, weakness.
All right. So you just can't. Todd tells me sometimes you just have to be the adult.
And be the adult. That's right. And I know that's hard for you, Stevie, but you're doing a good job.
You're trying. All right. How do people find you?
Hey, give me a call. Actually, it's even better if you email me because I can answer you at 11 o'clock at night even. PetProVet at Gmail, 355-PETS, 586-PETS, or just stop on in.
All right, Diane has one more.
Yes, that's right. What is he hearing on the reports of these high-end dog foods being linked to heart disease in dogs?
Mm. I was going to do that until it got so hard. They've been investigating this for a while. They're making progress. We had another update. Watch for the common denominator in all this is peas, is what they're finding. And so watch for your first five ingredients, and definitely don't want peas. Email me at thepetprovet@gmail.com. I'll be glad to send you. There's a really nice write-up, Pet Food Advisor, describing what the findings and what they're saying.
All right, again, PetProVet@gmail.com. And they, you can also get them the stuff dogs should never eat, too. You can give them
Exactly. Right. We can give you that, too. But, yeah, it's a really great report, especially anybody feeding grain-free should read this stuff.
Gotcha, my friend.
All right.
Go back to work. I know you're busy. Thank you, sir.
It's crazy around here.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro.
And thanks, Jason, for texting in from Tuscola on that.
Cat and a snake?
I mean, that was Kyle. I don't know what he's thinking today.
Well, maybe, again, you've seen cats that are, you know, cats are their own thing.
And my,
you know?
My brother Gary has a cat that's almost like a dog that follows him around the yard and does yard work.
See,
and stuff.
That's why it depends. The cat follows him around.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, we're going to check our news at the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Come back with more. Americans regret their college degrees, ?
Well, how many people are actually using them?
Well, I guess most recently in the last decade or so, how much did it cost?
Right.
Wasn't that issue when we were there? Stand by for all of that next. ESPN 93.5.